Okay. Hello and welcome to the OR Gamecast, episode 8. I'm Quinn, joined by my good friend Nick. Hello, Nick. How are you?
Pretty good, Quinn. How's everybody doing listening out there?
I think they're pretty well dandy because they're listening to us.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Well, I said it.
Well, good. At least one of us said it.
What's up with you, Nick? What's going on in life?
You know me, playing them video games, sitting around, still on that diet, going on Twitter.
And what happened on Twitter?
Well, it happened today. I get up and I go to my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I go on Twitter, and it's like, you have a notification. And someone tweeted at me. And he's like, hey, if you're looking for weight tips, go to this link. And at first I thought it was spam.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait, I did do all those podcasts where I mentioned being on a diet and whatnot. So maybe they're actually trying to help, you know?
Yeah.
And I clicked the link and it leads to nowhere. It just looks like Twitter doesn't know what it is. So I don't know, but.
Well, that's like, probably a good thing that it led to nowhere. What if it was like downloading a virus to your computer or something?
Yeah, who knows? I guess I need to be more careful. And then I looked into his profile and he's telling other people with weight. He's like, you should check out this website. So I reported him.
No, that's so probably good.
I guess I should have been careful when I said weight tips. I don't want weight tips from the spam.
Oh, is that so? You had like a Twitter post that said weight tips or
promoted something? Last week's podcast, and I mentioned being on a diet in the title.
Oh, see, that
in
was
the tweet, so they must have saw that.
Wow.
So you gotta be careful. This is just, you know, nothing really exciting happened this past week, so I figured I'd do a little what are they called, public service announcement on Twitter spam.
Good job there, but I do think you did have
thank you.
Something I would say was eventful, and you finished 1 week of your diet.
What?
1 week of your diet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yesterday was the official week ending of my diet. And I'm on week number 2 now.
And you said you weighed in and you lost how much weight, Nick?
Oh, yeah, I weighed in and I lost 6 pounds in a week. Can you believe that?
That is almost a pound a day.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even know how that works.
I don't either. And I question it. I hope I lose 6 pounds every week, but it probably won't happen. My body will get used to it like a jerk.
I mean, 6 pounds every week, you're going to have like a swimmer's body by Christmas.
Right. Which would be fine.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm sure that'd be fine with a lot of women around Kentucky.
Yeah. You know, they have a lot of swimming pools around here. Though it did snow. I saw
it did?
There was like snow on the ground. And I'm like, what the hell? To avoid the snow.
Was it terrible?
No, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't like nor'eastern, what they call it in New England.
Nor'eastern.
Yeah, where you get like 2+ feet of snow in one storm.
Oh, really? Well,
what we call a nor'eastern.
Here in
only an inch here.
Here in California, the news has constantly been talking about how the rest of the U.S. is basically like in like a snowstorm forever.
Yeah. And it's pretty bad in some spots.
Not even like, it wasn't like the northeastern part of the U.S. either.
No.
It was just saying like
everywhere.
The mid United States was having a lot of snow problems.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't expect it.
Yeah, man, that global warming.
Yeah, where is that?
Al Gore. Where he at?
Al Gore causing all the snow to come.
He's just like, he's like flying a plane like with a snow dispenser, like one of those artificial makers, trying to show that like global warming's a thing, I told you.
Wait, what?
Like he's
How
he's
is that
the one
his argument.
He's causing the snowstorms, and then like later on he's like, see, those snowstorms prove my point of global warming.
I don't think we're knowledgeable to talk about this.
All right, fine.
So what have you been up to?
I've been up to managing my time pretty poorly. So this morning, this is a good
Uh-oh.
example. This
I
morning,
can relate.
well, I think everyone can relate because everyone's pretty lazy, but I don't even know if it's laziness, but this morning I had some homework due for the two classes I had today, and I kind of procrastinated a little bit and had to actually skip part of the first class to finish the homework for the second class. So I
That's not
finished the
good.
homework for the first class, which was online, so I finished it online, and then I was supposed to go to class and then talk about my homework or whatever. So I
Yeah.
finished my homework and it's submitted online, so I was like, okay, at least that's done. But I need to actually finish my homework for the second class, or else then what's the point of going to the second class? So I had to skip part of the first class, and
So you showed up late?
I showed up so late, in fact, that I couldn't even get into the class. So I basically just had to go to my second class. And adding on to that, I have to do college applications,
Yeah.
and lately I have been kind of nonchalantly like thinking about it in the back of my head, like, oh, college applications, I'll get around to them.
Yeah, right.
And in reality, they're due in 10 days.
Well, let me ask you a question. How many times have you had Five Guys Burgers and Fries since the last time we did a
So this is funny. So last time we did a podcast, I ate Five Guys that day.
Right. So that counts.
Yeah, okay, so then and today, which we're doing a podcast, I had Five Guys today. And I'm proud of it, all right? Because I have
And
actually
yesterday you text me and were like, Five Guys, gotta stay away.
I know I was thinking about it, but I went and got a sandwich instead. But the thing is, I haven't had really Five Guys all that often because like you know, it's kind of new to the West here, so it's not like a big thing, and it's right across, not even across the street, but it's right down the road from In-N-Out, so no one really goes there. And the last time I went there was probably when it first opened, which was several years ago. So since last week, I was like, you know what? Wow, that burger and them fries were actually a
Yeah,
lot
that's
better than I
good.
remember.
Yeah, they're good.
And then I went today, and you should have seen me, man. I was like a wildebeest or something. Them fries, like they're kind of cold. They're kind of cold because I had ordered them long before I got home and ate them. But man, I just stuck my face in the bag and everything disappeared. They're good, man.
Well, to bring it back around, you to save time, you should need to stop hanging out at the Five Guys Burgers and Fries, a local burger joint, and start working on your homework.
Yeah, I guess. I think I should, well, here's another thing is that sometimes, like in the last couple of days, last week, 2 weeks or so, I've been spending time streaming at night. And it's like, I want to do my leisurely activities, but I probably shouldn't be doing them. But since, you know, since it's a couple years into college, and I'm, you know, it's not the most motivating time of my life. I'm like, I'd rather do something I enjoy than write
Yeah, but
essays.
you're still a freshman.
A freshman?
College.
Freshman to who?
College.
Not really, Nick. Maybe if I was a freshman, I'd be working harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any ideas on how you're gonna ch were you looking for me for advice?
No, I think here's the plan. Is that I have this weekend off, like every weekend, and I have Friday off, and they have times when you can go into the college counselors and talk to them about the applications and stuff. And there's one of those sessions on Friday, so I thought I'd go in and do that. It's from 9 in the morning to 11:30, so I think I'm gonna do that and check in, see where I'm at. They're probably gonna be like, "You should probably finish this soon." So hopefully
Well,
that'll be motivating.
next week on the podcast, I'll ask you if you actually went.
Okay.
If you don't, you can be embarrassed.
And you should ask me Friday, so that way I can get pushed to go.
Yeah. We never talk before noon, though.
So. Yeah, well, Thursday night you could tell me, hey, Quinn, why you should remember to do that.
Okay, why don't you set a reminder on your phone?
Maybe.
I guess it's not the same as me, like, telling you to go.
Yeah.
Even though you know me, I'm just going to be like, don't go, we'll just stream, it'll be a lot better.
That's true. Yeah, why am I talking to you about this stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm, like, trying to convince Quinn just to quit college altogether, come move down to where I am, we'll stream full time.
Yeah, let me tell the people your suggestion.
Quinn won't listen to me.
Let me tell them your suggestion. You're like, Quinn, just hear me out, all right? See, I have some money, all right? And I could use this money to bring you over here.
Yeah.
And you don't have to, like, you don't have to go to school or, like, have a job or whatever. And we could just hang out all the time. And you could live with me and Kevin.
I didn't say hang out.
Well, make videos and articles and stuff. And
that's
just
not
be...
just hanging out. That's working.
That's true. But it'd be really fun either way. And, yeah, you're, like, trying to bribe me to come to Kentucky and, like, move in with you and Kevin. Yeah, it's funny.
I didn't say move in.
Oh, I'm not allowed to move in?
No, I guess maybe we could figure something out.
Oh, wow. Great. I guess I'll have to sleep outside your house then.
Yeah, sleep in the parking.
Yeah.
Parking lot, yeah.
I'll sleep in your car.
Well, if people think it's a good idea, they would rather see more videos than see you get a college education.
Oh, my God.
Then I say do it. Let the
start
viewers
a Kickstarter.
Start a Kickstarter.
Indiegogo.
Go more videos.
Fund Quinn to never have to go to college.
Well, if you donate $100, Quinn will go downtown at the Walmart and yell your YouTube username out loud in the Walmart.
For 6 minutes. Or until I'm kicked off.
Yeah.
For 6 minutes or until they remove me from the premises.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a fair deal.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think, you know, we should be moving on a little bit.
Okay.
It's all enough time.
Well, just post in the comments, you know, if Quinn should quit school.
Yeah. Quit having a life to play video games with Nick.
Yeah, it's what you want to do with your life, so you might as well do it.
That's true. If only there was an income to be found.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Game news. New Tony Hawk game, 2015. I am excited for this. Tony Hawk tweeted not too long ago that they were working on a game, but now there's more details on when it's coming out. They didn't say what month, but 2015 is when it's coming out. It's working with Activision. The reason I bring this up, not many people care, but I love the Tony Hawk Pro Skater series.
Yeah.
One of my favorite series of all time, and I miss skateboarding games. Like, Skate was awesome as well, and I just, like, the last one was Tony Hawk HD Remake, which I didn't really like. They messed up the controls, or Sean White's skateboarding game that sucked as well. And I'm hoping this is good. So I'm really looking forward to this. There's not much information, but you should know there's a new Tony Hawk game on the way.
I would be ecstatic if they took the control scheme from Skate. If they, like...
No, they should just make another Skate.
Well, that too, but I don't... The thing is, the Skate, like, development team, they said, we're only doing 3, and then we're done.
Ah.
And so I've been waiting for, like, oh, look, we got a 4th one for new consoles. It's going to be so much more awesome. Look at all the cool things you can do. But, I think all that hope is going to be for naught because they've said that they're not making a 4th one. So I'm putting a lot of faith here in Tony Hawk. Yeah. I would love if they could use that control scheme because the Tony Hawk Pro Skater like control scheme is made for like PS1.
Nah.
Like, well, it's not made for PS1, but it's not as complex, I feel, or fluid for a skateboarding game compared to Skate, in my opinion.
And
like, it's more arcade-y.
Tony Hawk's arcade. Yeah, arcade-y.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it.
Oh, I would love if there, maybe, okay, if there was an arcade-y mode, and then you can go, like, hardcore and switch the control scheme or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll just have to find out more information when it comes out.
Yeah, that's true.
Figure I'd just drop that news on everybody.
Well, I would like to hear this news. What is this Goat Simulator MMO update?
You haven't seen the trailer?
No, I have not seen the trailer.
Yeah, they just released a trailer that the update's coming. Some big YouTubers have already played it and streamed it and made videos of it. So I've seen a little bit, but I didn't want to spoil everything. Uh-huh. But Goat Simulator is getting an MMO update. Now, that doesn't mean it's an MMO.
Oh, okay.
It's just it's a parody of MMO. Like, you go around doing quests and whatnot. It makes fun of, like, Murlocs and whatnot. But you're not actually playing online with other people.
Oh, man. I was excited.
Yeah, that would be awesome, but then again, you're only paying, like, $10 for the game, so.
Yeah, that's true.
They wouldn't have enough to do that, probably. But yeah, it looks funny. It looks like Goat Simulator with a bunch of fantasy, like, World of Warcraft stuff. You know, it's just fun. I already have the game, so I'm looking forward to it. I don't have to worry about buying, like, a DLC for it. It's free.
Oh, that's cool.
So.
I'm
looking forward to it. You can play with a local multiplayer with a friend.
In a world where you must pay for content, yes. Goat Simulator is setting the bar with their MMO update, which is completely free.
Yeah, I saw, that reminds me, I saw something not too long ago. It was posted on Reddit, but it was just a screenshot of something on 4chan, and it was like gaming in the future. And it was like Xbox presented by Mountain Dew, where every time you wanted to play a game, you had to feed it a Mountain Dew can, like an empty one.
Oh, so I saw that. Drinking
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, you had to like show the Kinect that you were drinking Mountain Dew.
Yeah, exactly.
For it to like turn on or play or anything.
Yeah. I got a kick out of that.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Or like Doritos. Show me the Dorito crumbs on your beard.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. WAU. Okay.
That's Wolf Among Us.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone type it in.
WAU, I know. But it looked really weird to me. I was like, what's WAU? What is that? That doesn't look right.
For those that don't know, I'm looking at a Google Doc that Quinn wrote on.
Yeah, so Wolf Among Us Episode 1 is free on all the old consoles, and I believe as well on Android and iOS devices. Kind of weird that it's only for old consoles, though.
Yeah, I want to play this. Is it on PC?
So it is on PC, but it never said anything about being free on PC.
I knew it was on PC, I just meant free.
Yeah, so that's like the weird thing. Like, why? I do want to play it. Why choose the old consoles when, like, you're basically singling out people? Like, go back to the old consoles and download it for free. Like, no one wants to do that. Like, who's gonna... I mean, you probably will, because you have your PS3 all set up and stuff, but I would rather, like, download it on PS4 or PC and play it there. But...
Right.
No, whatever.
I hear you. I don't want to go back to the PS3, but I have to because I sent my games back to Gamefly, and they're sending me Escape from Dead Island and Little Big Planet 3, but I can only get a PS3 copy of Little Big Planet, so I'm kind of bummed about that, but I feel like I'll get the main feel for the game, and if I enjoy that, then I'll purchase the PS4 version for myself.
It might be worth checking out the differences in the games, because it could be like a Shadow of Mordor thing. Like, if you have the PS3 copy, you're not playing the actual game.
Yeah, that's true. Crap.
Yeah.
Oh well. If it's really good, though, I'll get the PS4 version. So I did like Little Big Planet 1 and 2. So those are PS3 games. So they have capability of making me proud.
Little fun fact.
Oh.
My last YouTube channel. Right. So you think I like do TF2 right now, right? You think that's my thing, right?
Basically, yeah, it is.
My last channel was Little Big Planet 2.
Oh, really?
I did. I used to. I couldn't keep up with it by the end of it, but I would do almost a video every single day on a new level that was like a custom level.
Nice.
In the game. And that got the views, my friend. So maybe upload some of that Little Big Planet 3.
Because I got like watching on PS3.
I got like 300,000 views from just Little Big Planet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
Why don't you tell us the YouTube channel?
It's just Breaded Chicken 1, 2, 3. So
okay. Well, you guys can check that out, I guess.
Check it out. It's dead. I haven't posted there.
Old Little Big Planet 2 videos. We know you're interested in those.
And there's no commentary. It's just me playing the game.
What? So.
Yeah.
All right.
It's been always showing off levels, man. I didn't want to commentate over and ruin the experience.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
You can talk about this one.
So, Hearthstone is getting a new update. And it's going to be gnomes versus goblins themed.
Nice.
So, in the Warcraft universes, gnomes and goblins are like the techie type species.
Yeah.
So they're going against each other, and there's going to be over 100 new cards.
Free?
Free.
Nice.
Well, you I still think playing free. That? Yeah, I'm still playing it. I'm actually playing it.
It better not be on your top 10 list.
It might be.
You used it up last year.
Well, it was in beta. It was in beta last year. Don't get me started, because GTA 5 came out last year, it came out this year, and next year it comes out on PC. So don't even get me started with games repeating.
Yeah, we can't read. I'm not using Grand Theft Auto.
I'm going to.
What?
Yep, I'm not even like mad about it, man.
Great. Quinn's top 10 list is going to feature all these old games.
Yeah, it's going to be like Grand Theft Auto, Dark Souls 2, Hearthstone. Anyways, I think the update is going to be free. Basically free meaning you have to use in-game currency to buy the cards or packs or story. So, I mean, for the most part, it is free, but you have to work to actually get the cards. So I'm excited, but there has been a complaint from people saying, hey, you're adding like over 100 new cards to the game, and we only still get to make 9 decks.
Oh.
And people are like, well you're going to...
We'll see how that goes.
Huh?
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. It's mainly just like the hardcore people like, hey man, I want to keep my decks, and I don't want to have to substitute all these cards and stuff.
Who do you like in general? More in general, gnomes or goblins?
I think goblins are funner.
Even outside of Hearthstone universe.
That's tough. That's tough because we got the gnome from Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, that's true. Or Half-Life.
And Half-Life, yeah. And I don't know. And then goblins, they don't really appear much except in like some things.
Yeah.
Well, like there's like
for me, it's gnomes, because back in the day, what?
Back in the day, what?
Back in the day when I was in a band with my brother, we wrote a song about gnomes, but not like garden gnomes. It was about homeless people, and gnomes, no homes, get it? I thought it was pretty clever back then. Quinn wants a demo of it, I know. He's gonna shoot me into the stars.
I don't even know what that means. Shoot you
into
the stars.
No homes, gnomes.
No, the shoot you into the stars part. I got the gnomes part.
Meaning make me famous, because you're a record company.
Of course.
This was back when I was still in high school, I believe, where we came up with it. So.
Oh, fun fact.
Fun fact, I went to high school.
Fun fact, there hasn't been a platinum record in all of 2014.
What are you talking about? Taylor Swift just got one.
2013. I don't know. I read somewhere that there wasn't like a platinum record for 1 year. And
yeah, it was this year until now.
Until this month. Oh.
That's what they're talking. Yeah, because I remember people talking about that on Reddit, and then the next month, Taylor Swift's album got platinum.
Oh, well, screw her.
Screw Taylor Swift. She ruined my life.
Yeah, she ruined all the fun. Anyways, I think we talked too much about your
ruined the
gnome
music
fantasies.
Industry.
Yeah, so
let's just mention this because we do plan on making another video for this, just this. But Half-Life 2 just turned 10 years old. Came out 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It is a long time.
And I want to go in depth right now, but I know...
I know, me too. I want to talk about what I did to, like, celebrate, but we won't talk about it. We'll talk about it in a different video.
I know. Yeah. I want to talk about it now!
What have you been playing, Nick?
What have I been playing? Well, last week, you remember, I played some Assassin's Creed Unity for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So I played it for 2 more hours.
And how'd that go?
And I even streamed it. And
how'd...
I'm taking a break from it. It's just so buggy and the controls. I'm not enjoying it that much.
Well, that's unfortunate.
The climbing's annoying. Like, I'm like, during the stream, I was like, all right, I need to drop down one.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does like this leap across into the unknown. And it's like, why do you keep doing this to me? I just want to press the circle button and go down.
Yeah, I've always had that.
People watching were like, this looks frustrating.
Oh, wow. Really? Yeah. Even your audience is like, yeah, this is not.
Yeah.
Wow. You played other games, though, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm going to come back to it once I know they've updated it a couple times.
Okay.
So. Also played Lego Batman 3, because it's a new release and I have to play it.
And how'd it go?
And I think I made it halfway, and then I was done with it. That doesn't mean it's bad. The Lego games, they're almost all the same.
Yeah.
And what's good about the Lego games are they're not easy, but they're... You can't really die. You can die, but you just start where you are, and there's no loading screen, and you keep fighting the same enemies.
Yeah.
And whatnot. So it's easy in that aspect, but it got to a point where I'm playing as the Justice League.
Okay.
So each character in the Justice League, and most of them have more than one suit, and each suit does something different and can interact with different things. So there's like a total of like, at the time there was like, a total of, like, 30, 40 different suits I had unlocked, maybe.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, I couldn't figure stuff out because I forgot that there were suits made for different, for what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what am I supposed to do? And there's points where I had to not only look for a walkthrough, but one of those YouTube walkthroughs where it actually shows me literally what to do.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, I'm doing this. I'm like so bad at a Lego game that I'm looking up a walkthrough. Great. And I was like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. I forgot that guy could walk through toxic waste or whatever.
Yeah, geez.
So it's still a Lego game. So if you like Lego games, you're going to like this. And the story is good. I did like the story from what I played of it. It's pretty funny. So you got that to look forward to. But I don't know. I played 6 hours, I think, and I was halfway through.
And just ran out of momentum?
Not. Yeah, I was just like, I'm just going to get another game from Gamefly. So, yeah. Couldn't go on.
Well, how about these two other games you have listed? Both of them are kind of fighting games, I noticed.
Yeah, two of them are fighting games. It's Lethal League and Super Smash Bros. 3DS. And I like Lethal League more, if I had to pick one.
Wow.
But, yeah, Super Smash Bros. 3DS is a fine game, and it's perfect if you want to play single player, or if you have other friends with 3DSs, which I do not.
Yeah.
I just don't... Like, the game's well done. There's nothing wrong with the game. It's just playing single player doesn't... It's not my fancy, like, playing with other people. I just like playing against people and whatnot. That's what Super Smash Bros. Is to me. Same with Lethal League. I haven't played any of that single player. And if I didn't have any friends to play it with, I wouldn't like it as much either. So, there's that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Lethal League, I'm having a lot of fun with. Quinn recommendation right there. He's like the only person playing.
Gets my seal of approval.
Yep. That's going to be on the top 10 list, hopefully, for
him.
Yeah,
probably.
Probably be number 2.
Right behind GTA 5.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But no, Lethal League, if you don't know, it's basically like almost dodgeball with baseball bats.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Think of it like that, where you're hitting a ball around. No, it's like croquet. No, not croquet. Racquetball, where you're hitting it around a room.
Yeah.
But you're trying to hit the other person. It's fun. You should, if you have friends that play it, then you should play it too.
And it'll probably be on sale pretty soon, so I got half off.
It was on sale not too long ago.
It'll probably be on sale near Black Friday as well.
Yeah, so definitely look into that.
Maybe get a 4-pack.
Yeah, get that 4-pack. Play with some friends.
Yeah.
Play as the guy that Quinn auditioned for. I can't remember
his name.
Dice. Play as Dice, because that's Quinn's favorite character.
I have a love-hate relationship, because I'm like, crap, I didn't get the part, but I like this character, you know? It's terrible. And every time I hit the ball, I have to hear someone else say, rally on, or something else.
Who got that part? Why wasn't it Quinn?
I was going to look it up.
Like, seriously, it was genius. I know, right? Maybe I should play it at the end of the podcast.
My two auditions that apparently sounded identical were genius.
He's like, one's like animated, it's like quirky, and then the other one's serious and never the same.
apparently quirky and serious are the same to me. Yeah. I just can't tell.
Quinn doesn't have emotions. Rally on.
I'm monotone, but it's like always cartoony or something.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess, apparently.
I should have auditioned.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah.
And you would have probably gone. No, you should have done it, but like mocking me the entire time.
Yeah, and then you'd be super upset. You'd probably never talk to me if I got it.
No, I would. I would hate you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, great. I like trying to be super serious, and here Nick trying to screw me over gets it.
Rally on. All right, let's rally on to the next game you're playing.
All right, so besides Lethal League with you, which was kind of funny that you said you liked it more than Super Smash Brothers, because even the online for Lethal League is pretty shoddy sometimes.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And so it's funny how you're like, you know, it's more fun to play with friends, but sometimes we can't even play because, like, it just crashes the game.
Like I said, Super Smash Bros. Is not a bad game. I'm not crapping on it.
All right.
I can't wait for the Wii U one.
I'm just trying to get you hate so that there's more comments in the description.
Oh, yeah. I hate Super Smash Bros. Putting Pac-Man in there? What were they thinking?
Yeah, comment below. Tell me how much you hate
Mega Man's horrible.
Yeah. So besides Lethal League, kind of, you know, hit up the main ones, TF2 and Binding of Isaac Rebirth. Yeah. Surprisingly, haven't played any Shadow of Mordor, or actually haven't even touched PS4 in the last, like, week.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I did and streamed some Binding of Isaac, but, like, I basically haven't even used my PS4, and it's kind of sad a little bit. Other than that, I've played a little bit of Minecraft, trying to get back into Minecraft
a
little bit.
We're going to have way different lists.
Huh? Hello?
We're going to have different top 10 lists.
Oh.
For sure.
Yeah, probably. I think
you'll
have
all beginning of the year games on there.
I don't know. I think you'll be surprised. I'm more and more looking at what I'm going to be putting on it, and it's looking like it's going to be a lot of indie games. A lot of indie games.
It's going to go Shadow of Mordor, Lethal League, and then Loadout.
I can't even tell you, because like if I tell you some of the games I'm thinking about, you're gonna be like, oh, they're on the list, and then I can't. Yeah, then you'll know the list.
Yeah, I want to be surprised. But I know Loadout's gonna be on there because Quinn's always playing that.
Loadout?
Yeah.
I tried to get that to be popular, but no one cares about it. So
yeah, same with Screen Cheat. I went on there the other day and I was waiting for a while for anyone to join.
Oh my god.
And I was very sad.
Oh man. Well, maybe we'll play that tomorrow and try and revive it.
Yeah. Poor Screen Cheat. Such a good game. You guys should really check that out.
Yeah. And that's how I feel about Lethal League too, is that whenever I live stream it, I'm the only one live streaming Lethal League.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's so terrible. But Yeah, that's pretty much what I've been playing. And I think it's time for a sad topic.
Yes.
Kind of similar to last week's topic.
Yes. Well, we already knew this was coming, but yeah. G4 TV, the channel, the TV channel, is being taken off air completely on November 30th, which isn't terrible news since Attack of the Show and X-Play, they're only like two game/technology-related shows, went off air like over a year ago, I believe.
No, it's been a couple years.
Yeah, and like, so it's only been like cop reruns and cheaters.
Yeah, like,
but
it's
still
G4 has pretty much been dead for a while. So
we're not
like
here
no
to
one
debate,
watches it.
Like tech TV versus G4. I just want to talk about, like, I didn't actually witness tech TV, but it sounds glorious. Mm-hmm. I came into it was 10 years ago. I was a sophomore in high school. I discovered G4 TV, and it was like right before Christmas, so around this time. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up getting surgery right after Christmas that year, and I had an extra week off from school. And I watched a lot of G4 that week. I played a lot of Tony Hawk Underground 2 that week, and SOCOM 2. And I just remember seeing that channel and being like, this is amazing. I watched X-Play, and I was like, this is how game reviewing should be done. I was like, this is awesome. And then there was other shows. There was Arena, where people battled against each other. There was Cheater. And it was just interesting to see all this video game content in one place. I was like, this is awesome.
Well, I think you could only really have it in one place, or else it wouldn't exist.
I even watched it until they went off air with Attack of the Show and X-Play. Like, when I was working that crappy manager job that I had for a little bit, like, working there was horrible, and, like, my day was horrible. Like, every day was horrible. But, like, before going to bed, I would watch Attack of the Show and just, you know, it was just the relaxing moment of the day is watching Attack of the Show. And I thought it, like, I didn't really like Olivia Munn when she hosted, but when they got Candace, the new host, I liked it a lot more, so I went back into it. Like, I stopped watching it when Olivia came on. So, yeah, it was a good channel. People crap on it, but this is, like, so awesome that there was a channel dedicated to all this at one point.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, stories on how you discovered it?
Now this is kind of embarrassing. Now,
here we go.
I was never really a G4 person because I didn't, like, I'm just not a TV guy in general, right?
Oh, you're one of those people.
And, like, we have TV and stuff, but I've never had, like, a TV in my room. I never had a computer in my room until, like, now. Like, I would never really have, I just couldn't watch a lot of stuff, and I didn't really have necessarily the interest to watch a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the only time I was able to watch G4 was when I was at my cousin's house, who had a lot of channels and had G4 and stuff like that. Like, I had, like, run-of-the-mill crap cable television, all right? So I didn't really have... Yeah, like, I don't even have G4 as a channel. And I searched, trust me. Because after I'd go to my cousin's house, I'd watch G4 and I'd be like, oh my god, this is like everything I'd want in a television program. And it's like here. Like, this is like, this is good content, and I don't really have to, like, it's like on TV. Like, what? It's really confusing how it all worked out, because it's kind of like they made internet show content before internet show content was a thing.
And that's how internet content, I feel, should be.
Yeah.
You know? Like, X-Plays, I always felt like X-Players, how they reviewed games, they would tell all the facts, but they kept it enjoyable. They would throw in jokes here and there and whatnot, even, like, little live sketches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I found a YouTube channel that, like, uploaded a bunch of X-Play clips, and I was watching some old, like, I watched Morgan Webb's review of Space Channel 5, and she dressed up as the main character. I think her name's Lulu or something. And they're like, everyone was making fun of her and whatnot and whatnot. And it was just like kind of thrown into the middle of the review at times. And it was like, this kept it interesting, and that's how it should be done. That's how I feel.
It was very like MTV-esque for the online entertainment slash video game entertainment media.
I can get behind that. It's not for everybody, but it was for me.
And I don't know. Like I even
have, like, there was one summer vacation from school. What?
Oh, just continue.
Okay, Skype kind of just threw in one of those silence pauses.
Yeah, I know.
And there was one summer vacation, and Kevin will back me up on this, where I didn't have anything going on, so I'd just sleep whenever. Mm-hmm. And it got to a point where I was, like, sleeping till, like, there would be times I'd sleep till 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. Not too much different from now, huh? And there was times where I was like, I need to get my life back. And Attack of the Show, the rerun from the previous night, would be on at noon. Mm-hmm. So I'd set my alarm clock for 11:50.
So that you could watch it.
I could wake up, get something to eat, and then go watch it. And that's how I woke up for almost a half a summer. And it was a good time.
And this was last summer, correct?
Yeah. I wish I had summers off.
Oh, that's true.
I kind of do now.
Yeah, I guess you do now.
Yeah. But yeah, G4 is just definitely, I don't know, video games channel. I don't know how else to describe it. It's just so good.
I would say it started a lot for people on like YouTube and people wanting to do game reviews. And I feel like it was a big inspiration for a lot of people. It's kind of weird now because the majority of people who have worked at G4 have been let go over the years. A lot of the hosts and stuff have their own like YouTube channels and are trying to get back to making a living doing what they used to do.
Well, they do. I even looked into it. Morgan Webb's doing Blizzard stuff. She's not an announcer, but she's something with Blizzard, and she does a lot of like Blizzard stuff.
Yeah.
And then Adam Sessler has his own channel. He was with Rev3, which we talked about last week. And then Kristen, the host of Cheat, is doing here and there stuff. I don't know if she's doing it. Jessica Chobot's on Nerdist now. Mm-hmm. They're floating around. They're doing their thing.
No, that's a thing. They're like, they kind of have to float to stay alive.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because you said that they're an inspiration to a lot of people, and like, they're kind of to me, but not really. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought about this, like, who inspired me to start doing reviews and whatnot?
Yeah.
And like, I can't remember because when I was little, I went to web design camp. Or computer camp.
Wow.
Yeah, I was fancy. And I learned how to make a website, and I would review free Flash games that I could find on Shockwave
or
Newgrounds. I would review games on my website, and like no one visited it, of course. Mm-hmm. But like I have a lot of reviews on there. And it's just like, and I describe the game, I describe what I like about it, I give it a little rating, and that's it. So, I don't know where I got that inspiration to do that.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily direct inspiration for people, but it definitely, like, was a supportive thing.
Yeah, exactly. It showed me what game reviews should be.
Yeah. Like, it definitely showed people what content should be like.
Yeah. I think if you want to, like, the old X-Play game reviews, if you want to get into game reviewing, it's definitely something to watch. You don't have to strive to be like that. You can be all serious if you want, but it's just something to keep an eye on, to look at.
Yeah. Even though like some of it is probably dated, it's still definitely like good content that there wasn't, like, it was good content in a time where there was no good content for people who enjoyed video games. So.
Yeah. I remember Attack of the Show. They did the whole, I can't even remember his name. Jack Thompson. Quinn doesn't even know who this is. He's like the guy that was all against video game violence and whatnot, and like the whole hot coffee mod on Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. He was like totally against that, and like Attack of the Show did this skit about him. Mm-hmm. And like in high school, I would quote that all the time. Even one year for Halloween, I dressed up as Jack Thompson and went to school and just started like saying quotes from that skit they did at everyone.
Oh my god. And
no one really understood except for a couple friends, but I thought it was funny. Quinn's embarrassed for me.
Oh, I don't. You've already showed me the clip, and you like told me this story, and I was just like, I don't know, man. I feel like you were that kid who like went to school dressed up as something that no one knew, and then everyone's kind of like, what the hell is he supposed to be? You know.
The thing is, like, I didn't do that every day. You made it sound like I did that every day.
Well, no, like on Halloween or whatever.
Halloween? Yeah. Okay, this was the costume. I had a tie on and a gray wig. So it's not like I'm going around being like this weird, like, you know, cosplayers, they put a lot of time in their costume. It's just thrown together. It's not like I went around being angry at people that they didn't know who I was. I knew no one was going to get it. Except for a couple people.
Well, yeah, I knew it was out of fun and stuff, but I don't know. I just picture, like, the weird cosplay thing happening. Because I actually have a story about that, where I one year decided as a fifth grader that I was going to cosplay as one of my favorite characters from something. But we won't go into that. We don't, it's not this podcast. Yeah, it is a tease. I guess you're going to have to go watch the video I'll put up about it sometime.
Oh, you're actually going to put up a video?
Yeah, maybe one day when I have
you
to
in
do...
the costume.
When I have to do that 15-day... that spree.
Exactly.
Hey, have to do a
I'll tell you my most embarrassing Halloween costume I can remember. Mm. One year I wanted to be a dollar bill.
And how'd that go?
Went fine. My parents helped me make it. Like, we took a bet... like a... I don't know if it was a pillowcase or something. Mm-hmm. I think it was a pillowcase, and we just, you know, drew a dollar bill on it.
It's good.
I was really young when that happened, but I wanted to be. The previous year, I wanted to be a ninja. This year, I wanted to be a dollar bill.
I was a ninja for 7 straight years. Okay, probably less than that, but I...
Could just, like, see you hiding in bushes and whatnot.
My...
Throwing smoke.
No, I did. I had a real sword and stuff.
Wow, and you carried around, like, a real sword.
I would be like, oh, look how badass I am. I got a real sword. I'm gonna kill some people, shall we? Like, you don't even know, man. I have this... I am, like, the closet, like, fedora guy. Like, I have all the weird nerdy stuff, and I've done the weird nerdy stuff that normal people don't like to do. I've done it all.
No, I hear you. I've been on that subreddit where they're kind of poking fun at the whole neck beard thing, and there's some things they're poking fun at. I was like, oh, god damn it, I did some of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've all had our moments in life. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because,
I said it about my animations. I posted it on Facebook, and I was like, you ever get that feeling where you look back at something that happened almost 10 years ago, and you're filled with embarrassment? Well, that's how I felt for the past week editing this animation video, and then I posted it.
Wow. That's pretty ballsy. I'll give you that. Like, what's openly, like, about it? Like, I am really embarrassed about all this stuff. Please look at it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I said. I was just like, here, take a look at my embarrassing moments.
Yeah.
And then all my friends found it awesome. They're like, I'm so glad you uploaded this. And then some people are like, this is even funnier now than when you made them.
Wow.
So I got a good reaction out of them.
That's good. But I think it's coming the time where we wrap it up. Wow. Way to contribute to that.
I died a little bit in there. Robot didn't make it all the way through.
Oh, I guess you got to plug into something.
Yeah, I need to recharge. I'm not getting like a phone call at this moment, so I don't know what to do anymore.
You gotta get that Duracell battery. Get them brand behind you.
Yeah, keep going and going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, time to promote a bunch of stuff. If you want to stick around for the promotions. Yeah. If you want to stick around for Nick interrupting me, you know, you can always do that as well. But anyways, Nick's Twitch is twitch.tv/.com/.
Yeah, you didn't say the .com part.
No, it's twitch.tv. There's no .com. Anyways, twitch.tv/organized remains.
Or twitch.com/organized remains. See what happens.
And there's not a twitch.com.
Might do something. It might be something cool.
It might be some weird, I'm not going to even say what it could be. But anyways, you could go Twitter, @organizedremain, no S.
Yes.
Or on YouTube, Organized Remains. And for me, I have Twitter @, I don't even go to Twitter because I have like 8 of them.
Yeah, no, I've been tweeting at you and you don't even retweet what I say.
Yeah, I don't even know half the passwords to half my accounts. But on Twitch, I'm twitch.tv/QuinnDoesGaming. On YouTube, Mr. Breaded Chicken.
It's actually how I find out when you're streaming is because of Twitter.
Oh, really? Where does it tweet to? Which account?
QuinnDoesGaming.
Oh. Maybe I should switch that to like one of my more popular Twitters.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyways. But
it tells me every time you stop or go. And there's sometimes where you stop and go like 3 times in a row.
It tells you when I stop?
No, it doesn't tell you when to stop, but every time you start over, it shows it again. So.
Yeah, sometimes I do spam the live button on the live stream thing.
So. And then I see it and I was like, oh, I missed the Quinn stream because he didn't tell me.
I'm sorry.
So. And also go to organizedremains.com. Click that little Amazon banner. Buy something real nice. Anything you want.
Buy yourself something real nice.
And that's okay, because you like this podcast enough to sit through this entire thing. So you might as well click it.
Yeah, Black Friday's coming up.
Yeah, buy Shadow of Mordor for yourself. You deserve it.
Buy it on Amazon through Nick's Amazon link.
Amazon will ship it right to you. It's over $25. It's over $30. You get the free shipping.
And you might get free shipping even if it's $20-something. You never know.
Yeah, it's Amazon. Anything's possible. Buy that new little speaker thing they have. I don't really know too much about it.
Buy that truck that you've been eyeing for the last year and a half. Yeah, you just got the couple $1,000 in your bank account, you know?
You thinking of proposing to your significant other? You buy a nice diamond ring on there. Just make sure you click through that Amazon banner on Organized Remains. And even mention it to her while you're proposing.
I used Organized Remains Amazon banner to buy this.
I support the podcast. I want you to enjoy the podcast with me. I want you to do it for the rest of your life. Let's get married.
And, you know, if you want to get that ring engraved, you can, you know, get some service on Amazon.
Exactly.
Be a nice, good price. And Nick, get some of that money. It's perfect.
Yeah. You support me, you support the podcast, you support yourself, you get a significant other if she says yes. Hopefully she says yes and you don't have to return it. I don't know how that works. If they take the money back from me, if you return it. So don't do that.
Yeah, don't return anything.
Keep the ring in case you dump this other person and get a new person.
Yeah. Give it to your grandmother or something.
Yeah, she deserves it.
Yeah, she's been nice to you all these years.
Yeah.
I mean, she's getting kind of old, and it's going to be winter soon, so you gotta be nice to her. Oh, Nick already left. I'm going to go now.